all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Man show here with Coach TJ Johnson here of the Texas State Bobcats out of Sunbelt Conference. You'll see him come to town to play Georgia State here whenever we get the schedule coming out here real soon. Coach Johnson, talk to me. How you doing, brother? Interim coach, Texas State, man. You doing big things now, my brother?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited. You know, it's a sunny day in San Marcos. You know, the team went to vote today. Our vote is our voice, so I'm encouraging anybody listening to this to please take this election seriously and be accounted for, man. You know, stake your place in history and be on the right side of history. So, well, I'm excited, man. I'm excited to be on here with you. Excited to have this platform. You know, it's a great, what better time to be a leader in this country than in 2020? So I'm good, boss. I'm good.
No doubt. And I know you had to feel good, Coach Johnson, when the university tapped you to take over Coach Casper, who resigned. So knowing that the university had confidence in you to take over his program, how did that make you feel, firstly, as a man and profession as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all have a desire to do whatever it is we do when you've been raised as a competitor, to do it at the highest level. So having an opportunity to be in this position and do this at the highest level of our profession, you know, it's 353, you know, and I'm one of those, you know, that's an elite group. So, you know, I'm certainly humbled and appreciative that the university looked at me as a person of great character that could actually lead this group during these so uncertain times. So what I try to tell my guys is, hey, man, you're here because of your talent, but that won't keep you here. Your decisions keep you here. So certainly, you know, I may have gotten this job initially, you know, 5 years ago as an assistant for a number of different reasons. Some might say, hey, man, you know, having Nigel Pearson on your AAU team wasn't a bad reference on your resume. But at the same time, you know, carried myself the right way, you know, being a person of great integrity and character, and just being willing to learn, not coming in with arrogance, not feeling like I knew it all. I definitely think that it put me in the right position here. So as a coach, you know, as the competitor in me, just wanting to be in this position, and you know, you want to just see what you got, see if you as good as some things that you think you are. So, and if not, see how quickly you can get better.
Most definitely. What I love about you is how people can see about you. You're loyal, because a lot of coaches hop around. You were there 5 straight years. You know, things broke a certain way for you. So it showed that you really dedicated to your craft, and the university saw you getting better as an assistant coach, getting yourself done, giving much more than Coach Casper. So showing your worth as an assistant coach, showing your dedication to Texas State University. So I feel like, you know, that helped too. And I'm glad that you got rewarded for your loyalty and your dedication to your craft, because you deserved it, man. I know what you was about before you got there, A and AAU game. Guys you worked with and developed with. So the fact that you went there and wanted to pursue that route, man, so it's about your heart and character to begin with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, man. I do take pride in that, man. You know, growing up in the streets of New Orleans, you know, we got unwritten rules about things. And let me just tell you, at the very top of that list is loyalty. You know, so you don't want to say things that you can't repeat. And then you don't want it to be a place in that city that you can't go and show your face. So and I take that with me today everywhere I go around here. So I certainly, like I said, humbled and appreciative, very thankful about the opportunity. I'm just being obedient, man. Try to allow God to alter my steps.
No, Dallas is just cold. So just talk about the march, you know. March 11th was my birthday, when everything got shut down. You know, then the Hawks next game, and they get a text message. It's about to be the season, right? So for you guys, I know your tournament is typically that week of my birthday, the Sun Belt tournament is. So what was that like to go from participating in a tournament to it's all over, then having to have kids go home on spring break, not come back, all virtual? Take us through that whole process of March in the spring for you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, man, it's almost like you're not receiving any kind of gifts on your birthday. You know, we felt like we had a very, very good chance of competing for a championship. You know, we did that my second year here, came up short to Troy, and we felt like this was by far the most connected team. We felt like this was the only team that we've had here over the last 5 years of my tenure that had not peaked. So after coming off an unbelievable night versus Appalachian State here at home, you know, we're packing our bags, getting ready to go to New Orleans the next morning. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, at 8:30 in the morning, we get a call and says, hey, the AD wants to meet with the team. The AD wants to meet with the coaches in Coach Casper's office. And that's when they informed us that it was going to be canceled. So for our guys, knowing the work that they put in, for the coaching staff, knowing the preparation, you know, it was pretty devastating, to be honest with you. It was surreal. And then you feel bad for kids like Nigel Pearson and Eric Terry, you know. But Nigel walked away from here and he said one thing in particular. He said, I have no regrets. And I believe our coaching staff and our players, although we did feel like, hey, you know, we were robbed of that opportunity, but we had no regrets. We know that we did what we needed to do. Starting off, we were 1-4 in conference play, and we ended up coming back and being tied for second in this conference, where every night is a war. So, you know, I'm proud of these guys, but I'm most of all proud of the way they handled it. You know, these guys picked up the pieces. I tell them, I say, you can, it's not many chances you'll get to, I tell them all the time, I say, what you can control is your reactions.
Most
You can't control the act. So you'll be able to control your reactions. And I thought our kids did a really good job of controlling the reactions to that. And now they're just excited and anxious about getting back to work.
Academically, Coach, I know guys have been on campus. So how is that going from being an online campus in-person student to being virtual? I know you can check them out on Blackboard, you know, when they're at home, but keeping them accountable where they miss class, you can't even go make them run a hill or something or run some sprints for you if you're missing a class. So how is that to keep the young men focused academically while they're back at home and in their own environments, not with their structure around and they have at campus with you guys?
Boss, that's the most challenging thing. You know, years ago they said, "Oh man, pretty soon the new wave of academics, you're going to be educated online." You know, nobody have just like they told us when we was growing up, cars would be flying by now. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff.
Most definitely,
man. These kids are so uninterested in taking classes online now. They used to get excited about it back in, you know, maybe a couple of years ago. Now it's exhausting. And we feel like it's very difficult to hold them accountable. So what we've done is this. If we sense that these are challenging classes and that they're having a hard time keeping focused, they come up to the office. Texas State, it's a blessing to be a coach here. We have a $64 million renovation that was completed 2 years ago. So we have a wonderful facility, plenty enough room for these guys to come in here. So during your 10 o'clock class, you're going to take your 10 o'clock class up here, although it is online, just to make sure that you're giving the right amount of attention that's needed to that particular class. So you have to kind of get creative, get you an opportunity to touch them, have some human interactions with them and things of that nature, in-person interaction. So we think that it's definitely difficult, but hey, my dad used to say, if it was easy, anybody could do it. And he used to always tell me when I was a teacher, you're the smartest guy in the room, figure it out. So it's our responsibility as their coaches to kind of help them be successful and put them in a place to where they can have some structure.
And structure about this also, Coach, physically, how did you all approach them being away from home, trying to keep them in some kind of shape, knowing that they're different environments, whether the rules are different here? So how does strength coaching you guys kind of huddle together, kind of say what we're going to do to make these guys keep them in semi-shape, be able to run, do some exercise in the yard? How was that for you guys as well?
Accountability partners. Hey, man, call your boy, challenge him. How many you do today? All right, well, I'm about to call him. He only did this many. He say, nah, he didn't do that many. So I got those guys to challenge each other. Hey, FaceTime when you're doing this. Let us see. So we were creative in that, trying to provide some innovative ways. Certainly our strength conditioning coach has helped us. But for the main part, hey, pairing these guys up, getting them to look at each other from across the way and say, man, hold on, you put up how many shots today on your outside goal? Yeah, you got an outside goal too. Get out there and shoot, you know. So, and just let them know that any level of activity was good. You know, if you can't get in the gym, hey, man, get outside and do ball handling drills in your driveway. Hey, if you don't have cones, I say you can use a whole lot of different things. You got chairs in your house. You got things in your garage. So just challenge our guys and then told them stories about us growing up, things we didn't have, you know, in ways we made it work. So it was really good to kind of see them kind of growing into themselves.
And Coach, using Zoom as well with what's going on in our country, you know, we had murders and different things uprising with the pandemic. So how did y'all use that platform of Zoom to teach the young men about, you know, what's going on in the country? You told me off the air, you got your guys going out and voted today. So how did y'all kind of educate the young men civically and what's going on in our country? Because they are the next generation. I'm 33 years old. So I know how it's been a millennial. They that Gen Z right behind me. So getting them ready for what's coming as they get to my age and older.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, one of the things that really, you know, I had been in the point of contact position for 3.5 months. Certainly, I only been in the head coach here for 3 weeks. But, you know, throughout this whole investigation, you know, I was the acting, quote unquote, head coach at point of contact. So it gave me some flexibility to kind of do some different things. So we had 2 weekly Zooms. And on those weekly Zooms, there will be videos to kind of spark conversations. We try to provide safe and supportive environments for these guys to talk about certain things. One thing in particular that we did an anonymous survey where we had guys talk about, you know, the importance of voting, whether or not they would vote, social injustice. What do you know about, you know, certain laws and certain things of that nature? And we asked the guys, hey, listen, this could be completely anonymous. All but three players put their name on it. So when they told me that when they put their name on it, showed me that they wanted to be identified, I said, well, we can rip the Band-Aid off. Now we can talk about these issues. We can have guest speakers on Zoom. You know, these guys can have a voice. So what's important to you? So just by us having a voice, showing these kids that how to use their voice, and just taking accountability for the impact that we can have on our own society. So it's been really, really good watching these kids, like I said, step up and be accounted for.
And I'm loving what I'm seeing in Texas right now. Early voting started yesterday. The lines are long. People saying that they gotta wait 4 and 5, 6 hours, but at least to get the job done. Don't let the obstacle stop you. Don't be deterred by the suppression issues. I hear in Georgia, 11 hours to vote. Are you kidding me? That's a whole day of work for some people, right? You know, no. but it's that important to get this change. This is generational right here for our kids and their kids, you know, to get this right now, right? You see what's going on with the Supreme Court right now. So, I mean, it's so much is happening that they can see, Coach Johnson, how important what you're saying to him is just by watching the news, what's going on around him as we speak.
Absolutely. My mama used to say, man, if you see a good fight, get in it. You know, it's a reason, you know, and just to be liberated and be free and to be a part of history. And at some point, boss, somebody gonna ask us, you know, about this election. Mm-hmm. And you don't want the answer to be, I didn't vote, I didn't participate in it. You know, and that's what I told my kids, you know, hey, you know, this is an opportunity for you. And the hardest thing in the world to do is to live with regrets. So, you know, so we voted today. I don't know where my sticker went, but we did not use our day, but you can kind of see this is all bent up. So we went through with our guys, we gave them this, we went through all of this with them about how to go about voting and who to, so they've had this all week to go through it, the candidates and things of that nature, to be informed. The university did not allow us to instruct them, you know, because they didn't want anyone to impart biases upon it. But we voted today, and it felt really, really good to do so. The reason why we didn't practice is because we wanted to vote today as a team. And then on the election day, we have a mandatory off day, boss. So what we're going to do is we're going to go out and work, not the polls per se, but we're going to work the streets and get people, let people know where the voting poll is, and just direct them and continue to encourage them and celebrate them as they go in and come out of voting.
I love that, Coach. You know what I'm doing here in Atlanta is I am going and giving out snacks and drinks to people waiting in line. You know, while I'm not interviewing people, I'm out here giving snacks to people because I know what happens here in Georgia is that suppression's real here. You know, it's real here in Georgia. So I know you're going to be there for a while. So I go out and give them snacks and drinks because I partner some of my sponsors to do that because they were so happy to do it. Now, Coach, I'll be honest with you. Since I've been talking about life and the issues of the world, I've lost 5 sponsors, Coach, 4 to 5 sponsors. Depending on the week. But guess what? I still got some with me who's still willing to do the right thing. So the 5 I lost, hey, it's all good. You know, it's good. I need you anyway. I'm still going strong, right? But the idea that speaking about issues that pertain to me and my people from Chattanooga to Macon is a problem. As long as I'm talking about the Hawks, the Braves, college basketball, it's okay. But when I talk about issues pertaining to me and my people, it's a problem. So just to say on the radio side, you know, it's funny, but I'm not going to be deterred to help my community. And as you're doing for your players, helping them be close to their community as well. Well, that's all commendable for you, Coach. I love it.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to you, man. You, hey, You come from that LeBron school. Look, don't tell me shut up and dribble. You know what I'm saying? So, man, much respect to you, man. Because, sometimes, man, the court of public opinion, it's just that. That's all it is. It's just public opinion. And I encourage these guys, man, take the road less traveled. It just seems harder. That's it. Perception.
But it's more rewarding later, though. We take the road less traveled. Because I feel rewarded. I feel like, you know, no matter what happens on November 3rd, I had an impact on it. I may influence somebody to do something differently. So that's all that matters. My dad always tell me, as long as you get one, you may get two, you get three, you get four. Let's make sure you reach at least one. So as long as you know you're doing that, you're making an impact. So that's what I feel like I'm doing, Coach.
Yep, start there, man. Shout out to you, man. That's big time.
Now, Coach, talk to you about this, man. You know, for you guys getting in shape, and that with you guys. So how's that been reactivating them to what's going on here and getting them going ready for November 25th here, coming up here real soon in a month here. So how has that been going so far, man?
That's been pretty difficult, to be honest with you. You know, when guys have extended breaks, you know, we've made this sport more year-round. You know, when I was growing up, you know, when it was baseball time, we played baseball. When it was football time, we played football. When it was basketball time, we played basketball. So we played everything when it was in season. Now, you know, guys train and play basketball year-round. So that extended break, you know, put out a lot of our guys in jeopardy of, they say, soft tissue, soft muscle injuries. And then just also really trying to look at this year as you've done in the past. You know, saying, well, we were able to do this, this, and this at this point in time last year, but this is a different year. So just being flexible, being able to restructure some things have helped. I can tell you right now, man, one thing that we've cut back on is really like running conditioning. We took out the mile. We took out our lateral run. We took out, I'm not going to say punishment run because we can't do that anymore, but we took out accountability running. So now we're focusing on, hey, these guys are probably getting as good a shape if you let them get up and down a little bit. So, yeah, we get up and down a little bit more. And also, you know, hey, maybe they can make a few more shots if they have a stronger core. So now we do core exercises for accountability. So just finding, you know, boss, just finding creative ways to get it done. Hey, man, there's no right or wrong way of doing it, but there are consequences. So I'm just trying to figure out the best way to minimize the consequence.
Most definitely. And I got to ask this, Coach, talk to us about this. Who are some guys on your roster that my guys need to look out for you here in Atlanta? Because I know you all play Georgia State, Georgia Southern here. So who are some guys on your roster to look out for, key returners and key newcomers we should look out for on your roster this year, man?
Yeah, man, we're blessed to have 8 returning players. You know, so we have a good core, good nucleus of guys kind of understand what we're doing and what our mission is and what our goals are. I would say definitely we got to start with our 2 guards. I think Mason Harrell and Marlon Davis are some of the better guards in the conference. I know this conference is loaded with talented guards, but you know, Marlon Davis led the conference in assist to turnover ratio, and Mason Harrell was at least second or third, you know. So we like our guard duo, and you know, I think people can expect that those guys are going to play a little bit more together, you know, because they've been feeding off each other pretty well. And at times throughout the course of the year last year, we had our best lineup when those 2 were on the floor. You know, we're going to throw the ball inside. So I think that, you know, paint touches are important, whether or not it's driven or passed. And hopefully we can get our guards to get downhill a little bit more. But if we throw it inside, we're throwing it inside to Alonzo Sule, you know, red shirt junior. You know, he came off the bench with great energy for us in the past. And, you know, he's been in the lab working. He's been healthy. You know, he's confident. He feels like with Eric Terry graduating, that this is his time. So I would say certainly those 3 guys, you know, coupled with, you know, the things that Isaiah Small can do, being a 6'7", 4-man with probably extended wingspan. You know, he's a slim, wiry guy, but he can be slippery at times. So we're looking for those guys to be key contributors. So, you know, if we're going to come to Atlanta and do something that's rarely done, you know, we need those guys to play well for us.
Oh, definitely. Now, Coach, now tell us about this. When y'all come to Atlanta, how's that trip for you guys coming to the ATL, play Georgia State, hit the Georgia State Sports Arena, which is a weird kind of setup, being on the third of Florida. It's weird. It's weird. Not every school has it, you know, the way they have it, Sports Arena in Georgia State. So how was it to come play the Panthers, and how is it for you having some roots here in Atlanta, some friends and family here as well when you come to town, man?
Well, for me, it's I'm going to speak on a personal. It's always exciting. You know, because I know I'm going to get a chance to see my dad. My dad lives in Atlanta, you know, got a brother who lives there. So they're going to come to the game, you know, got high school friends that live there and just family from New Orleans that also live there. And they always come out and support. So I'm always excited. From a competitor standpoint, from a coach and a player standpoint, man, I don't know if there's a game in which we know what we're going to get or what we're getting ourselves into more than that one. I would say Lafayette is probably a close second, but when you walk in that gym right there, you better be ready to go or you're going to get embarrassed. And they're going to let you know about it. The level of swag that those guys play with, the level of toughness, and just a high level of skill. We are probably the furthest, we're the furthest west of them, man, we keep an eye on what's going on in Georgia. The championship for this conference goes through the state of Georgia. That's the bottom line. If you're going to win a championship in this conference, you got to beat the Georgia teams.
Most definitely. And you got Brian Berg now at Southern, who you know from being Texas Tech, having to recruit against him for some guys. You know, he going to bring a new swagger down to where Coach Bonson went to James Madison now. And, you know, Rob Bonnier, you know, he's going to do what he's going to do. Now, I got to ask you, now he's gone now. How was it always to play Ron Hunter's zones, man? People always tell me, man, his zones is one of a kind. So tell us about how it was to play Ron Hunter's zones now when y'all come over here to play, when they come over to play you guys as well.
It's something that you get better at the second time around, no doubt. It's hard to prepare for it. You know, it's hard to rep it in practice and feel like you got it under control. If you look at it, the time in which we have played well and beat Georgia State, it's the second time we played them. Now we have a better feel, and now we have adjustments that we think are going to put us in a position to be successful. Ron Hunter is a mastermind behind that zone. I mean, he ran it before he even got to Georgia State, and now he's running it at Tulane. He believes in it and gets his guys to believe in it. So, but you know what? That wasn't just the toughest thing about playing Ron's team. They were always very, very talented. And what people don't know, they didn't play as fast as they appeared to play. They were very structured. You know, he called things. They ran things.
Most definitely.
He knew where he wanted the ball at. Whether or not, hey, man, Ron did something that I said, man, this dude got three quality bigs, and he has Malik Benlevy running a five. We can't hedge on this. We can't hedge this ball screen because he got a dude that's going to go 7-for-11 from the three-point line if you continue to do that. You know, and he was just really, really good at creating mismatches that worked for him. He would post the Marcus Simons. Hey, yeah, he's my point guard, but I'm going to post him. You know, hey, I'm going to make this thing even harder for you. You know, I'm going to play the Marcus Simons at the two and then bring in Kane Williams, not behind him, but with him. Now figure out that. How are you going to play that? So he's a great coach. He does a great job of preparing this team. And listen, I'm glad he's gone, to be honest with you. But listen, look, let me tell you. I got the utmost respect for Coach Lanier. That dude there is a dude. So I'm not happy about that hire for obvious reasons. But listen, man, Coach Lanier, I was on the phone with Coach Lanier today for 30 minutes, man. He's like a big bro, so I really I'm happy for him.
That's my guy, too.
Yeah, and I know he's going to do exceedingly and abundant things there. So,
well, when you all play, I'll be so neutral. I'll play. I'm indifferent.
Man, look, one thing I know about you, boss, that is lip service right there.
I'm indifferent. I'm serious.
That's just because of the Hey, that's just your mouth talking. I know where your heart at, man.
Hey, I went to Tennessee State. So I'm not going to say I'm Tennessee State. So I'm definitely different.
I got you.
Those ain't Penny Collins playing. Hey, I'm good.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to Penny, man. He got that thing going, man. Penny, man, Penny got to be one of the first dudes that reached out to me when I got this. And certainly, man, just encouraged me to operate in my truth, to trust myself. You know, he gave great advice, man. Penny like the old uncle, man, like an old school uncle in the backyard, man. Like, you like, Uncle Penny going to be there? You know, if Uncle Penny going to be there, man, I'm coming because I know it's going to be a good time. So, man, shout out to Penny, man, Tennessee State, you know, wishing him the best as practice got started.
Yeah, my alma mater, Tennessee State University. Yeah, man. So, Coach, tell you, as long as they playing Tennessee at TSU, man, I'm indifferent. If you're playing somebody I don't know or don't like, I got you all day. I'm around, man, with the Bobcats, man.
Man, look, somebody asked me today, man. I mean, no, I'm lying. 2 weeks ago when I first got the job, I said, man, we got to finish this schedule. I said, man, Southern wants to play. I say, Southern.
Sean Woods.
I say, look, man. I say, man, Sean Woods is my guy. I said, first of all, we're not messing with him right now. And that's my alma mater. So I said, I'm not in a place emotionally to play them right now. I said, man, you gotta let me get my feet, my knees into this thing. We're not playing Southern right now. I fool around and at halftime, I'll be singing my alma mater. I said, look, I'm not ready for this, man. Don't do this to me, man.
You got that right.
Man, you know, I'm not ready for this, man, you know. So, but no, man, shout out to Tennessee State and all the HBCUs. You know, graduated from Southern, got my master's from PV. So it run deep in my blood, man. So
no doubt. Well, that's what I got for you, Coach, this man. Talk to you about your Saints, man. Is Drew Brees coming back next year? Because look, his arm is done, Coach. The arm, man, like his noodle arm, and I'm just being real with you.
Man, look, let me say something about Drew. Hey, that break didn't help him either. Okay, let's just say that. You know, when you that old, you got to keep this thing going. That's why my man Tom Brady got himself in trouble going to Tampa Bay practicing. He ain't had no business doing it, man. Mm-hmm. Them old guys need that work. But, hey, man, when you missing an elite level wide receiver like Michael Thomas, who's, you know, got a chance to be a Hall of Famer, you know, putting them Hall of Fame-like numbers this early on in his career, come from great pedigree with his Uncle Keyshawn, you know what I'm saying? One of the best route runners. He fights to get open. And just being that size. So certainly we're missing that, and we're a little bit easier to key in on. But, you know, my man Kamara, you know what I'm saying, that North Carolina boy, that Georgia boy out there. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
He's so sweet, man.
Yeah. So I think we're going to be all right, you know. We'll get Kent called Mike back, and you know, Drew. Hey, I'm happy that Drew is able to, you know, stand up after a play. Hey, you know, like we're keeping him off the ground. So I think we're gonna be all right. Now, I do think that we gotta tighten down some things. We're not as cohesive of a unit as we've been in the past. So if we can kind of clear up some locker room issues. You know, and I think we can be all right. We just got a few little locker room issues we got to clear up.
Traquan Smith is developing too, though. I mean, look like you pay Emmanuel Sanders too much money because Traquan Smith is developing a number two receiver y'all need, man. Because Emmanuel Sanders, I mean, he got name, baby. He ain't getting the job done like he could for you.
Had a good Monday night, though. Had a good Monday night. Emmanuel is understanding that when Drew, you know, you got to fight to get open because he's going to try to fit that ball in some tight spots. So, but yeah, Traquan a young buck, man. You know what I'm saying? He just trying to make a name for himself. I like it, though. So when Mike comes back, he'll make it easier for those guys, you know, because you can't key in on them. And, you know, we're going to try to put those guys in some situations where they can be successful if we can get Drew to stand upright. But one thing I hope we can do, man, we got to open up some lanes for Kamara to get to the second level. If he can get to the second level and get guys missing, you know, I think he's getting hit too much at the line of scrimmage or before. So we can do that. We'll be all right.
Unless Taysom Hill, please. I mean, to stop that. No, he takes away from Drew's rhythm. I mean, I'm like, okay, now Drew Taysom Hill. 30 down, Rand Hill, 30 down? Like, come on. Yes. I know Sean Payton's a mad scientist, but come on, man. Less Taysom Hill, more Drew Brees. Enjoy his last year before you go to Jameis Winston, the pick six master. That's all I got to say about that.
certainly, by overthinking it with Taysom, you know, I mean, everybody knows if he's in a game, he's getting the ball. So, I mean, it's not that hard. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's going to drop back, but he's going to run it. So we got to figure out a way how to be a little bit more creative with him and just use him in situations where it's not so obvious.
Oh, definitely. Coach Johnson, good speak with you about your program, my brother. Talk some Saints with you. That's always my favorite team to come to town, the Saints and the Cowboys. Between you and them, I like y'all fans better. I said more better with talk junk with y'all. The Cowboy fans just arrogant for no reason. They ain't won nothing over 25 years, so they need to be quiet. Y'all won some, and won some against the great Peyton Manning, so hey, I can respect that. But the Cowboy fans, man, y'all chopping and every year. It's our year. It's been there for 25 years. Shut up.
You know, it's a Cowboys year every year. That's how they operate, man. But certainly, man, it's always good visiting with you guys, man. Love the, you know, just love the platform that you have and how you're using it. And I love the passion that you do this with, man. Like, I just think that you, like, this is not a chore for you, man. This is all your pleasure. And I just think that we as people, we got to do more things. We got to go in the fields in which it don't feel like work. Where it's never been a job. It's been your pleasure. So just seeing you operating your truth, man, I just wish you all the best, man, moving forward, man.
Same here, Coach. Hey, even though you're from New Orleans, man, I got your back, man. I got you.
I appreciate it, man. Look, if you in that city, I'm going to take care of you, man. Shoot me a text. I got you. List the places to go. List the foods to eat, you know. Whatever is your palate, let me know, man. I'm good down there. Trust me.
I'm gonna text you off the air. Get with you, old nigga. I gotta know when we go play the Pelicans. What I need to go eat. What I need to go do while I'm down there.
I got you, man. I'm telling you, I got you. Trust and believe.
No doubt. Well, T.J. Johnson, the Boss Man Show, Texas State Bobcats out of Sun Belt Conference. Check him out, people.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech, and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you two discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, IllStreetRex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.